The following program is made possible by generous gifts from partners of Benihin Ministries and viewers like you in this area.
On last week's programs, Pastor Benny Hinn and Bishop George Bloomer engaged in discussions designed to equip you to effectively wage spiritual warfare against demonic forces which seek to influence and control your life.
The devil is real.
Yes.
We just need to know the weapons of war against him.
What are they?
It's God's word. Jesus used the word.
So you believe that the weapons are prayer, fasting, the word of God?
Yeah, of course. But more than that.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus is a mighty force.
Yes. So these are the battles that are going on in our mind. The battle of what God is saying versus what the enemy is saying. So demons live in our imagination. And imagination is a real, real world in the spirit world, in the mind world, where he attacks from there.
Experience cannot defeat Satan. Only the word of God. That's it.
Knuckles.
And if we, and oh. if, Knuckles, I like that. Knuckles. And if we don't know the word, we're in trouble. So my weapon is God's word. No way.
Yes.
God said, I believe what God said. I will not question what this Bible says.
Yes.
But the second we question it, we're through.
We're through. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
They're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Wait, casting down imaginations in the mind and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge. Where is it?
Knowledge
of God.
Of God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And bringing into captivity every thought. Thought is in the mind.
Thought.
Mm-hmm. To the obedience of Christ.
To the obedience of Christ.
That's it.
The response to these fascinating discussions from you, the viewers, was tremendous. And on this week's programs, Pastor Benny will teach on the subject of demonology and deliverance. He has a vast wealth of knowledge gleaned from 38 years of biblical study and practical experience gained in crusades around the world. And today, you will hear a portion of a message on the attributes of demons and how to keep your life and home free from their influence. And later in the program, you'll have the opportunity to acquire resources from both Pastor Benny and Bishop Bloomer, which will give you the tools you need to recognize, understand, confront, and defeat the forces of the enemy. Now, let's join Pastor Benny for this most important message.
Demons. They have one purpose in harassing humanity and attacking humanity, and that is to gain bodies. For they are disembodied spirits, and Jesus told us in Matthew that all they want is a habitation. Now turn to Matthew chapter 12. I'm going to show you how they work and how they think. Matthew 12, beginning at verse 43. I'm going to give you 12 things about a devil, how a devil thinks, how he plans, how he moves, how he operates. There's 12 things in that scripture in Matthew 12:43. Jesus said this. He said, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he's come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. Now watch what the Bible says. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man. Now all of you look at me, please. Please, everybody look at me. You've got to understand something about demons. What demons want is a habitation, because they lost theirs. They are disembodied spirits looking for a house. They'll settle for a pig. They'll settle for a dog. They'll settle for a cat. they'll inhabit anything that's vacant. They have two habitations, the pit or a body. Demons do not want to be without a habitation. When they lost the habitation of the demoniac in Gadara, the man who was possessed, they said, "Don't send us to the deep. We'd rather have those pigs down here." They are looking for a body. Now, the moment they find that body, please hear me, you gotta hear this, they claim it as their own and are determined not to lose it. Even if they lose it, they will absolutely do everything in their power to regain it. Therefore, the demons that used to inhabit you visit you quite often. And the only way you can keep them out of your life is by keeping the Holy Ghost in your heart. And by keeping the blood over your life. When the blood of Jesus is applied, no devil can cross that line. Make sure, people, to listen to what I'm telling you. Now, look at their determination here. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh. Number one, the Bible tells us that demons are able to travel, because it says he walketh. Number two, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest. Seeking, how interesting. Demons know how to search. They are great researchers. They are highly intelligent. The word seek means they search. They have amazing abilities to search and research. They plan and they plan and they search and they search. Number three, they're seeking rest. That's the one thing they're after. Rest. Demons really are not interested in your body. They just want somewhere to rest. And if you let them in, they'll torment you while they're resting. Their rest is your destruction. And their rest is your torment. Number four. They're seeking rest, and the Bible says, and findeth none. Findeth none tells me they're able to see. They're able to tell. Findeth none means they can see that the place is vacant or it's full. Findeth none means that they can tell the place is inhabited or not inhabited. Now the scripture says, then he saith, they speak. Then he saith, they speak. I will, they decide. They have decision abilities. They have a will. When they say, I will, I will return. Oh, they think. I will return. They have thinking abilities. They have knowledge. Anybody that says think, it means he's got a brain to think with. So this tells me that demons have a brain. Thinking ability. I will return into my house. Now, there's something very interesting. He's got faith. Demons have faith. They really believe they're going to get that house back. And notice he says, my house. My house. My dear brother and sister, you've been free from that demon for 20 years, and he still believes it's his house. Now think about this demon saying, my house. How many of you at one time had a devil and now you're free? Put your hands way up high. Put your hands way. I have news for you. That demon still believes that's his house. And you have no right to it. They really believe that. I have news for you too. He visits you much more than you realize. He comes back every so often to see if there's any vacancy. Don't you ever let him in. I will return into my house from whence I came out. They even remember. Not only do they have faith, they have memory. Things you have forgotten, demons will never forget. Demons will remind you of your past, because then they have great memory about your past. But I'll tell you, brother, when they bring up your past, bring up their future. When they tell you about your past, tell them about their future. And they'll shut up real fast. And when he... Watch this. This is so amazing. It says, from whence I came out, and when he's come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Brother, they examine. Before they ever come in, they do some amazing examination. They'll examine that person inside, upside down, in every direction. They examine. Now he says this. When he's come, he finds it empty, swept, garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. He plans. Demons know how to plan an attack. Then goes he and finds another seven devils. He says, I'm going to do this thing right this time. I'm not going to get there alone and be knocked out. I'll just take some friends with me. And finally, he calls, the scripture says, demons more wicked than himself. This says to me two things. Number one, demons would rather work together, but often they work alone. They prefer a team. They're like hyenas. Often you'll find one demon, and most times you'll find a group of them in somebody. Because the more of them, the stronger the hold on that life. But this also tells me something else. There are levels of wickedness in demons. There are those who are more wicked and less wicked. They're all wicked, of course. But there are those who are stronger than others. There are weak and there are strong demons. Now, precious people of God, demons are attracted by sound, smell, and sight. I want to repeat what I just said. Demons are attracted by sight, by smell, by sound. Let me talk about sight. Any object, any book, any DVD, any TV program, any magazine that honors Satan or his kingdom will attract demons. Such as statues of false gods, such as pictures of the demonic, such as programs on TV that display demonic activity, such as movies about Satan or vampires or anything to do with the occult or witchcraft. Be careful what you buy from the store. Be careful what pictures hang on your walls. Be careful what movies you allow, what videos you have in your house. I remember a man who was struck with cancer. And on the platform, I was trying to just prayed and prayed, nothing happened. Finally, the Lord said, you tell him there's a book in his house and describe the book on the shelf in the room. I said, you go home and you burn that book. And when you burn that book, the cancer will go. And that's exactly what happened. There may be something in your house. There may be something in your on your shelf in your bedroom. You better go and see it and see why your house is in bondage like it's been. Why sickness just can't leave your house. Watch why your son is on drugs and nothing can set him free. There's maybe something under his mattress, my friend. Don't ever forget Joshua 7 and 8. In Joshua chapter 7 and 8, we have the story of Achan. What happened there? God had said to Joshua, he said, you go in there, you go into Jericho and you destroy everything in Jericho. You burn everything. Why? Because God forbids any contact with the demonic. But one man named Achan from the bride of from the tribe of Judah had gone in and took what? He took a Babylonish garment and he took some gold. And that garment, probably on it was some demonic image. And God made a mighty statement. He said, I will not, listen to this. If you allow the cursed among you, you'll be cursed like it. It was a cursed garment and a cursed object. God said, I will not allow what is cursed in your place, in your tent, in your house. And he said, if you allow the cursed in, you will be cursed like it. He commands us in Deuteronomy 13, verse 12 and 18. Deuteronomy 18, verse 10 and 13. Leviticus 19, 31. He said, regard them not, nor be defiled by them. Leviticus 26 and 8. God forbids any object in your house, any image in your house that is demonic in nature. Joshua chapter 7, verse 10 and verse 12 tells us the story. And the Lord said unto Joshua, get thee up, wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my commandment, my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, have also stolen and dissembled. They have put it even among their own stuff. Watch what he says here now. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you anymore, except ye destroy the accursed from among you. God said, I won't even come near you if you allow the cursed near you. If you want God's life and power on your life, then get rid of that thing in your house. Let me hear an amen. Amen. If you have videos, if you have CDs, if you have anything demonic in nature, get rid of it. Tonight, go home and burn it. And by morning, my friend, you'll be free. And your children will be free. And if your son doesn't like it, who cares? It's your house, not his. Is it your house or his? Don't even let anything in his bedroom. If he says, that's my bedroom, you say, that's my house. I will not let anything in my house that's demonic. Watch the internet. Watch MySpace. Watch what your children are watching. Well, that could be the door for devils to come right into your house through that laptop. Don't allow anything that is demonic in sound. So what do you mean by sound? There are certain beats, my friend, that are demonic. False religions have a beat. They beat this, and it's like a regular beat, and they go into a trance. You see it around the world. People have this, they beat something, and it's just a regular rhythm, or they make a sound with their mouth. They repeat a sentence, get into a trance. Why? Sounds attract devils. And smell incense. People that burn incense, be careful what kind of thing you burn in your house. Candles, that's fine. Nice smelly things for your bathtub, who cares? Ladies, things to make your house smell good, fine. But watch that incense. What do they burn in temples in the East? Incense. Why? They attract devils. What do you see in India? The gods they have all over the place in India, you see incense burning before those gods. Or in Japan, incense. Why? Because that smell attracts devils. Be careful what you burn in your house. Perfume, no problem. Spray it on you all you want. Nice candles, no problem. But demonic incense. You say, well, how will I know the difference? If you're a Christian, you'll know. With that, I close and we continue tomorrow. Bishop Loomer is with me on the set. We've had an amazing time talking about deliverance.
Yes.
And you, precious saints, just saw a teaching that I gave on deliverance. But today we have some products we want to present to you because it's time you come out of that place of bondage. Come out of your prison. Be free today in Jesus' name and bring liberty to others for the glory of God. The teaching you heard today, you heard a part of it, the entire thing on these three CDs. Make sure to get the whole thing today and bring liberty to the captives and be free yourself if you need it. For a gift of $25, get it today. And my book on angels and demons, where demons come from, the pre-Adamic race, all about Satan. It's powerful and a whole lot more. You know, in this book, Precious Saints, I talk about giants, where the giants came from. I talk about the 12 spirits, the 12 principalities that the enemy uses, and so much more, and how to take the devil's armor away from him. All in this book, both for 40, if you'll get both together. And Bishop Bloomer, your material is needed. The books you have are a must in the hands of every believer who wants to know that authority in God yes. over demons.
Yes.
Your book, Weapons for Warriors, what's in it?
Oh, it's an 18 teachings on dealing with rejection and drug addiction and poverty and all those vices that Satan uses against us. There's lessons, prayers, how to pray, meditation.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
The plot to destroy your destiny and how to be free from that. Dear
yes.
God. Phases of demonology, how to cast out demons. Religious demons, how to deal with them too.
Yeah,
it's all in there.
It's all in there.
Identifying and breaking generational curses.
Yes.
How to reject rejection, addiction. You talk about the spirit of pride, angels among us, from Adam to Adam. Boy,
yes.
I'd like to know about that.
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, today. But it's all in here and a whole lot more.
Yes.
You can get this book today and with it get oppressionless.
Oppressionless.
Now, this is powerful.
Yes.
This deals with what?
Yeah. STDs, sexually transmitted deceptions and spirits, on how that the enemy gets into our ears, and you talked about it in your teaching, what we see, what we smell,
what we hear, yeah.
And things that are spoken. Things that are spoken.
And how to be free from that. The spiritual nature of oppression. Why oppression can be a major factor in shaping a child's identity. The major side effect of oppression. Oppression's point of no return. Addiction. How one touch from God can break oppression's vicious cycle and much more. All in this book.
Babies are being born addicted. Babies are being born with a spirit of oppression on them. Things happen even in the womb of the mother. We teach you how to get free.
And Demon in My Bedroom.
Demon
wow,
in my bedroom.
That's a movie. That's that movie.
That's that illustrated sermon on how to deal with demonic forces that attack you in your sleep, turning your dreams into nightmares.
You can have all three for a gift of $50 today.
Who the man?
The DVD by itself says for
$39. Yes.
And you can get the whole thing for $50, all three for $50 by calling the number on the screen. Become a partner today and help me take the gospel around the world. Come with me to the Holy Land this November. It's going to be awesome, November 7th. Jesus loves you. You are so special to him and all is well. Precious Lord, now we come into agreement that every oppression is gone. We come into agreement that every bondage is broken. Bring your people out of that valley of defeat. Put them back on the mountaintop of victory. Heal every sickness. Break every chain of bondage. Give your people that mighty power in the inner man. Strengthen their inner man to be strong in the Lord and the power of your might. In Jesus' glorious name, Amen, amen. Keep watching the program. Be free and be strong in Jesus' name. Yours is the victory. Love you. Bye-bye.
We believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the answer to humanity and the troubles on this earth. The gospel, and only the gospel is the solution.
Pastor Benny Hinn is passionate about reaching the lost by obeying the mandate for all believers to go into all the world and preach the gospel.
I'm talking about souls.
Save my soul.
Men
Save
and women around soul, the world who have not heard the gospel. It's our duty, our privilege, our responsibility to tell them. Who else will? Nobody will.
You can help touch millions around the world as you catch Pastor Benny's vision to use every available resource and opportunity to reach the lost.
How can we preach the gospel without support? The gospel is free, but the means to deliver the gospel is expensive.
Please go to your phone now and give your gift of $1,500 or $100 for souls.
The minute you make a decision to support the gospel, the minute you say, Lord, I will spend the rest of my life seeing men and women come to the cross. When you make that decision, God Almighty will bless everything you do in life.
Call now or give online. And for your generous gift of $100 or more, Pastor Benny will send you all the resources in this spiritual warfare collection which he presented on today's program. Thank you for catching Pastor Benny's vision and sharing his passion to see the lost saved.
Jesus came to give his life for men and women, and for me, and for you, to have the privilege to tell the world. Awesome.
Jesus commanded his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And Pastor Benny will be in Detroit, Michigan on Wednesday, August 8th to hold one great miracle service at the International Gospel Center. He then travels to Toronto, Ontario to conduct a miracle crusade at the Prayer Palace at 7 p.m. on Thursday, August 9th, followed by 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. services on Friday the 10th. And Pastor Benny will be in New York for miracle services in Buffalo at the Tabernacle on Saturday, August 11th, and in Amherst at Zion Dominion Global Ministries on Sunday, August 12th. Later in the month, he'll return to Europe to minister to the Netherlands on August 21st and 22nd, and in England the 24th through the 26th. For more information on all of these crusades and services, call now or visit the ministry website. And Pastor Benny invites you to join him on a life-changing tour of the Holy Land, November 7th through 15th. Experience the sights and sounds of Israel as you walk where Jesus walked in Jerusalem and Galilee. You'll journey to the places you've read about, where he prayed, taught, and healed. Call today to request a brochure or download one from the ministry website. Visit Israel. Your life will never be the same.